Daf is Daf Lamed Beis. The very, very top, the Mishnah tells us, say the brachos Omer Avos. What's the order of the brachos when it comes to Tfilas Musaf and Rosh Hashanah? What is the order? So the Mishnah tells us there's a machlokus in the Mishnah here. Say their brachos Omer Avos, which is the first bracha that we say in every Shemoneh Esrei, Gvuros, which is the next bracha of Mechai Mesim, Gudushas Hashem, which is Ata Kadosh. That's all standard. And then V'kolel Malchios Imaim, and within the bracha of Ata Kadosh, you include the psukim of Malchios in that section. V'eino tokeya, you don't blow the shofar along with those Malchios. Kedushas Hayom, then you say Kedusha Yom regarding the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. V'tokeya, and you blow the shofar with that Kedusha Yom. Then you say Zichronos V'tokeya, Shofros V'tokeya, and then you finish off like the standard way. V'omer Avoda, V'oda, Brichas Kohanim, which is Ritzei, Modim, and Simshalom, respectively. That's all Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So in essence, you have the three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end, and then you have the middle, you have the Kedushas Hayom. Along with Kedusha Yom, there's Malchios, there's the Sechronos, and there's Shofros. So there's also blowing the shofar three times. So the way Rabbi Yochanan Nuri understands it is that with Kedusha Yom, you couple together, you lump it with Malchios, but there is no Tokeya, and then you have, Zechronos Tokeya. So after Kedusha Yom is a Tokeya, Zechronos Tokeya, and Shofros Tokeya. That's all Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Comments along now. Amalo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Im eino Tokeya la Malchios lama hu maskir. If you're not blowing the shofar for Malchios, why would you mention it? How could you have Malchios said with the Kedushas Hashem and not blow the shofar along with it? Aren't they correlated with each other? And therefore, he rejects the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and he says Ela Omer Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem, and then Kolel Malchios im Kedushas Hayom Vitokaya. He does not have Malchios with Kedushas Hashem like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rather, he has it with Kedushas Hayom, and he also couples it with Tokaya. And then Zichronos V'tokeya, Shofros V'tokeya, and then you have the standard completion, V'omer Avoda, V'oda, U'birchas Kohanim. So Gemara now says, Amar lo Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva had said to Rebbe Yochanan ben Nuri, Im eino tokei l'malchios lamahu maskir. If you're not going to blow the shofar, why in the world would you mention Malchios? How could you have one without the other? Gemara says, lamahu maskir, why do you mention it? Rachmana Amar Yitkar, the Pasuk tells us you're supposed to mention Malchios. What should Rebbe Kiva saying? Why mention it? There's a din deraisa to say Malchios. So nowhere does it say that you have to have the blowing of the shofar with Malchios. You have to say Malchios based on the Pesukim, as we're about to see. So that wasn't the question of Rabbi Kiva. It wasn't why would you say Malchios. Of course you say Malchios. The question really was, Ella, Lama Eser, why would you need 10 Pesukim? We're going to prove in the end of the mission at the bottom here that you have to have 10 Pesukim of Malchios, 10 Pesukim of Zichronos, 10 Pesukim of Shofros. Why 10? Why not Lema Tisha? Maybe you should have 9. Dehovah is Shani Ishai. Once we're changing something about it, it could change from the other points. In other words, Zichronos and Shofros have 10 psukim, and you have a couple with shofar. Malchios, according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, it's not coupled with the shofar. So once it's different, legabe the need for blowing the shofar, maybe it's also different, legabe how many psukim you need. Yes, you certainly need to say psukim. You certainly need to say Malchios, but the question, maybe you don't have to say all 10 psukim. That was the question of Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara goes through, how do we know you have to say each of the steps of the Seder of Musaf? So the Gemara quotes a Brayis, a Tanya Rabbanan. Minayin she'omrim avos. How do you know you're supposed to say avos? Shinemar says, Havu Lashem b'nei Elim. B'nei Elim, Elim refers to those who are strong, referring to the foundations, the founding fathers. Minayin she'omrim gvuros. How do you know the next bracha is gvuros? Shinemar, Havu Lashem kavod v'oz, a reference to gvura and strength. Umenayin she'omrim kedushos, that you mentioned kedusha. Shinemar, Havu Lashem kavod shimo. Hishach v'lashem b'hajas kodesh, the reference to kodesh, to ata kodesh. Umenayin she'omrim malchios, zichronos v'shofros. Where do you know you say these three different sections of the psukim? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, shabason zichron chura mikra kodesh. That's the pasuk we're going to darshan. What does it mean, shabason zichron chura mikra kodesh? So the first opinion is, Rabbi Eliezer holds, shabason ze kedusha yom, that you mentioned that today is Rosh Hashanah. Zikaron ela zichronos. Chua elu shofros and mikra kodesh kadshayu basi isim lacha. They tell me that it's a yomtiv. You have to isim lacha. We'll get back to Malchios in a moment. Then Amarlo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says mipnei malo nemar shabason shvus. So why don't you say, you should really say the word shabason is referring to not to do malacha. Shabot pasach akas of trila. So he says it should be a different understanding. Says Rabbi Kiva. Ela shabason. The first word shabason means kadshayu basi isim lacha. This isim lacha. Zikaron elu zichronos, chua elu shofros, and mikra kodesh zu kedushas hayom. So the same, again, everyone agrees to the answer, but how do you get there? They just switch Shabbos and Mikra Kodesh, which refers to Isser Melacha, which refers to mentioning Kedushas Hayom, and that's the understanding. But what about Malchios? Minayin Shomri Malchios. We don't have a base of Malchios based on the pasuk we just saw. So Tanya, the Brisa says that Revi Omer Ani Hashem Elokeichem uBechodesh Hazishvi Zu Malchios. Zu Malchios. So it says if you look at the pasuk reads it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then wait just 1 second here. That's based on the Gzeres Shavu here. It says Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the first pasuk. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Melech, and then it connects it to the Bechodesh Hazishvi Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So we have to mention the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Melech, a Malchus. In Chodesh Shvi, in other words, in the davening of Rosh Hashanah. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarch, you don't need to bring a pasuk of Malchios based on Psukim that are next to each other. Or the so the Gemara says, really, it should be Harehu Omer. It says in the pasuk, Vayu Lachem Li Zikaron Lufnei Elokeichem, that it should be a Zikaron, remembrance to Hashem in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shein Tamal Omer Ani Hashem, it already says Ani Hashem. It says Vayu Lachem Lizikaron Lufnei Elokeichem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So why does it have to say Elokeichem again? Matam Alomar Ani Hashem Elokeichem Zeb Bana Av Lachomakum Shinemar Bo Zichronos Yumalchios Imam. This pasuk itself says whenever the Zikaron Yosef must mention Ani Hashem Elokeichem, a reference to the Malchios in the Davin. So then the Gemara says, what about Heichan Omra Kedush Hayom? So where do you position Kedush Hayom, describing the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah? Where does that go? So Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Im Malchios, Omro, Mamatinu, Im Malchios. You mention it with Malchios, you lump it together, Malchios. Why? Omro, Mamatinu, B'chomakum. Just like we always find the Kedusha Yom in a standard Shabbos, let's say, or Yontif. There's seven brachas. The three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end, and the seventh bracha is the middle bracha, or it's a fourth bracha, depending how you look at it, but it's the fourth bracha and also the middle bracha. So according to Rabbi, just like you find Mamatinu, B'chomakum, B'rivis, Afkan, B'rivis. So Rosh Hashanah, Musaf actually has nine brachas, or nine different sections to it. The three brachas in the beginning, there's Malchios, there's Zichronos, there's Shofros, and then three at the end. So where do you place this? There are nine brachas. So he says you place in the fourth bracha. The fourth bracha is the Kedushas Hayom, so that's why he mentioned Malchios. It's the fourth bracha in general, and it's the fourth bracha in Rosh Hashanah. Respond to Rav Moshe ben Gamliel, Omer says, no. In the Zichronos, you should mention with the Zichronos, which is really the middle bracha, the fifth bracha. Why with the Zichronos? Omro, Mamatzinu b'chomakum, just like in general, in the standard Shabbos a Yom Tif, where there are only seven brachas, you say this in the middle as a fourth bracha, it's the Emtsa, here as well, Afkan b'Emtsa. Now, granted, this is the fifth bracha, and in general, it's a fourth bracha, but we don't care the number from the beginning, we care about it being the center, it should be the center, because this Yom should be the nucleus of the bracha, b'Emtsa. That's the understanding of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So then the Gemara says, Ukshekitshu bezdin es hashana b'usha, when the Mekadesh, when Bezim was Mekadesh the Shana in the city of Usha, which we know was one of the locations where the Sanhedrin went, actually two times we saw that it went, Yared Rabbi Yochman Broka, he went down to Davin at the Teva, and he was the Chazan, the Fnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in the presence of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one who held that Kedusha Yom should be said Be'emsa, the Asa, Ki Rabbi Yochman Nuri. Now he did, like Rabbi Yochman Nuri, that he said Malchios with Kedusha Yom as the fourth bracha, not Be'emsa as the fifth bracha. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Shimon says to him, Lo hayu nogin b'yavna, came b'yavna. When we were in Yavna, the Sanhedrin was there previous to being in Usha, we did not do this way. We didn't say it as the fourth bracha, we said it as the fifth bracha. So then, the Yom HaSheni, the next day, second day, Yared, Rabbi Chanina, Benosha, Rabbi Yosef Galili, the son of Rabbi Yosef Galili, he davened, V'yasa, Rabbi Akiva, he passed Rabbi Akiva, that he said, Malchios, with Kedushas Hayom. So he says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kachi Nogin B'Yavna. That's how he did in Yavna. We said it with the Kedusha Yom, not with Kedusha Hashem, in the fourth bracha, rather the third bracha, rather we said Kedusha Yom as the fourth bracha. So I'm saying this question is not a question of, it's not a question of the Emsa versus the fourth and fifth, it's rather, when do you say Malchios? Is it the third bracha, or is it the fourth bracha? So here we paskin that it goes with the fourth bracha with Kedusha Yom, according to the understanding of Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. So the Meimer is this to suggest that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel could Rabbi Akiva Svirle? Does this assume they hold like Rabbi Akiva? For Ha'amar Rabbi Akiva, doesn't Rabbi Akiva say Malchios im Kedusha Yom Amarlu? So for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Kedusha Yom im Zichronos Amarlu. So the Anamachlok is where do you say Kedusha Yom? Rabbi Akiva said Kedusha Yom is the fourth bracha, and that's where you say Malchios. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, you say Kedusha Yom in the fifth bracha, in the middle, along with Zichronos. So how could he say we hold like Rabbi Akiva? So Amar Rabbi Zeira says what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meant was Lomar Shetokin Lemalchus. Was referring to, yes, he says that we say Kedusha Yom in the middle as a fifth bracha against Rabbi Kiva. But he agreed to Rabbi Kiva, just like Rabbi Kiva said, wherever you do Malchus, you should have a couple with shofar. So my Malchus also, although it's a different place in Rabbi Kiva, it should also have the shofar along with it as the Emsa Bracha Malchus along with the shofars. Now the Gemara clarifies, wait a second. Liom Sheni Yared Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina davened the second day of Rosh Hashanah. My Sheni, what does Sheni mean? Ilema Yomtav Sheni, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Lememra Dabrua LeElul. Does it mean that they made an extra day of Elul, made it into 30-day Elul? Which meant when they kept Rosh Hashanah initially, it turned out it was actually 30-day Elul. So tomorrow, day two, is really Rosh Hashanah. But that can't be the case because they never made a 30-day Elul. V'hamu Rabbi Chanina Bar Kana, Miyamos Ezra V'Elah, from the time of Ezra into on, Lo Matzinu Elul Mubar. Never was there a 30-day Elul, which meant there was only a one-day celebration of Rosh Hashanah. There wasn't 2 days. So I'm Rabbi Chisa. Rabbi Chisa says, you're right, my Sheni, Yom Sheni, the Shana Haba. The next year, Rosh Hashanah, which I guess it turned out on the Monday and the second day of the week, the fall, it's a strange way to say this, doesn't seem very exact, but the next year, when Rosh Hashanah fell out on the second day of the week, when he davened for the Amud, he did the practice of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Fine, so now the new Mishnah tells us in the very bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ein maskirin shel pranis. We're not allowed to mention, when it comes to mentioning different psukim, you're not allowed to mention anything that talks about punishments, anything bad. It has to be all positive psukim of Zecharno, Shofros, and Malchus. So, Maschil B'Torah, you're supposed to begin with a pasuk from the Torah. Did I skip a line? Other mission, sorry. Ein Pochsin, we don't go Pochsin, Me'asara, Malchus. We don't have any less than 10 psukim of Malchus. And Me'asara Zecharnos, Me'asara Shofros. It has to be at least 10 psukim of Malchus. There must be at least 10 psukim of Zichoros. There must be at least 10 psukim of Shofros. So Rabbi Yochum and Nuri Omer, Im Amar Shlosha Shlosha, Mikul Nyatz. If you have 3 from each of them, that's sufficient as well. So we're going to clarify in the Gemara, what does he mean by 3 of each of them? So the Gemara says, Hani Asara Malchus Kenegan Mi. Why 10? Well, 10 seems to be a pretty arbitrary number. Yes, it has big significance, great significance in Yadus, but why 10? What does it correspond to? So the few different opinions here, the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe, Keneged Asara, Hilulim, Shemar David, B'Sefer Tilm. David said a total of 10 halus in the Sefer Tilm. So those 10. Gemara says, Hilulim, Tuva Havu. There are many more than 10, if you look throughout all of Sefer Tilm. So Gemara says, what I mean is, Hanuch, Dechsibhu, Halu, B'Seker Shofar. In that capital Kufnun, it says Halu 10 times, and corresponding to those 10 halus is why we say 10 Malchios, 10 Zecharos and 10 Shofros. Comes along Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar. Connected Asara Hadibros. Shenemru Lamoshe B'Sinai. Connected Asara Hadibros. Rav Yochanan Omer. Connected Asara Mamaros. Shebehen Nivra Olam. Connected the 10 Vayomers that are said at the beginning of Parshat Bereishis through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So Gemara says, Hey Ninu Vayomer. The Bereishis Teshav. Which Vayomers? There are only 9 Vayomers. If you look at the Psukim, it only mentions Vayomer 9 times at the beginning of Bereishis, not 10. Gemara says, Bereishis Nami Maimru. The word Bereishis itself, although it doesn't mean Vayomer, it was a Vayomer, as it says, Dechsiv B'Dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu, with the word of Hashem, Hashem created the world. So Bereishis itself was considered a Vayomer. That's number 1. And the other 9, it gives you a total of 10. So it's either connected to the 10 Hilum of that capital Tilm, the 10 Aser Sadibros, or the Sarah Aser Mamaros. So then the Gemara says, clarifying the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in this Mishnah, he said, Omer, Im Amar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon Yatsev. You said 3 of each of them, you've fulfilled your obligation. So Ibai Lu Heichi Katani Shalosh. What does he mean? Does it mean Shalosh Mina Torah, Shalosh Mina Nevi'im, and Shalosh Mina Ksuvim? Tavei Teisha V'ikub Bnei Achada. We have to have 3 from Torah, 3 from Nevi'im, 3 from Ksuvim, which is a total of 9, which differs from the Tanakhama, which requires 10. It's only a difference of 1 pasuk. Al Dilma, perhaps, Echa Mina Torah, Echa Mina Nevi'im, Echa Mina Ksuvim, Tavei Lo Shalosh. Vika Benayo Tuva, or maybe means 1 from each, 1 from Torah, 1 pasuk from Nevim, and 1 from Ksuvim, a total of only 3, which is a much greater difference than the prescribed 10. So what does he mean? So Tashma, the Gemara quotes a Brisa, the Tanya, Ein pochsin miasar malchios, miasar zecharos, or miasar shofros. There should not be any less than 10 psukim of each of these categories. Vim amar sheva mikuv, you said 7 from all them, your yotze. Why 7? Keneged shiva rakim, the 7 different layers of the rakia. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, Hapoches lo yifchos misheva. One who wants to have less should have no less than 7. At least there should be 7. V'mamar shalosh mikulon yatzev. He says 3 from all them. Yotze Keneged Torah, Nevim, Uksuvim. So we see from here, three from all them, from each of them, which means a total of nine. So if you look at, is that what it means from nine? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Lo yifchas b'shevel, last Rashi in the page here, Na yisak adaitach shalosh min haTorah, shalosh min haNevi'im, shalosh min haKesuvim, l'chol, im kein sheva nami, sheva min haTorah, sheva min haNevi'im, sheva min haKesuvim. So if that's what he means, it should, that means the first interpretation, again, he says, you should have no less than seven. If you say three, you're good. So if he means three from Torah, plus three from Nevi'im, plus three from Ksuvim, it should also mean seven from Torah, seven from Nevi'im, seven from Ksuvim, that's going to be 21. That doesn't make any sense. It must be then three means a total of three, one from Torah, one from Nevi'im, one from Ksuvim. Why? Total of three? Connected Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Amila, others say connected Karn, Nevi'im, Yisraelim. And therefore, it's only three a total, one from each. And the Gemara Paskin, Lamaisa, Amr Funa, Amr Shmuel Halacha, Krab Yochman Nuri. That what? Lichachila, even he agrees you should have 10 from each of the categories, but Bidyevit, if he only said one of Torah, one of Vim, one of Ksuvim, of Zichronos, and also of Shofros and Malchios, you've fulfilled your obligation as well. So now the Gemara says, in terms of choosing which psukim to use, the last two lines, the last Mishnah here, on Amr Aleph here, Ein maskirin shel pranos. You're not allowed to mention any psukim that describe any destruction or punishment. Maskil b'Torah, a person should begin the psukim from a pasuk in the Torah. Or mashim b'Nevi'im, a person should complete. The last pasuk should be from Nevi'im. Reb Yossi Omer, im hishlim b'Torah yatza. We're going to tweak this language, but right now it says, b'di'evit, it sounds like he agrees the last pasuk should be from Navi. But b'di'evit, if he has a pasuk from Torah, he fulfilled his obligation as well. So now the Gemara goes through which psukim can be used regarding Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So the Gemara says, top of Amud Beis here, Malchios, what's an example of a Malchios that can be used? Kigon, Chayani, Nuam Hashem Elokim, Imelo Biad Chazaka Vizornatuya, Uvechema, Shvucha Emloch Aleichem. So this is an example of Pranios, which should not be used, which is describing Kodesh Baruch Hu's anger, that he's king, Uvechema Shvucha, he pours out his anger, Emloch Aleichem, I'm going to rule over you. That's a pasuk one should not use. The Alpha Gav Damar of Yachni, even Nachman said, Kol Kiyar Rizcha Liritach Kutcher Bruchu Alon Lefrokim. They said, Akash Baruchu, she's going to bring incredible anger, and it's going to lead to a redemption, it's going to lead to Geula. So it sounds like there's a positive result from this. Kaven de Rizcha Amr, since it mentions anger, Adhur Rizcha Beresh Shata Lomatkim. We don't want to mention any type of Kasva Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even though the end result will be greatness, it will be Geula, we don't want to mention any Kas at all. So we don't mention that. Zikar, what's an example of Zichronos that talks about Pranios? Kigon Vayizkor, Kuvasar Hema, Kodesh Baruch remembered the flesh, about the terrible ideas that Tehillim referring to what happened in the Midbar in Mitzrayim. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's anger at a Kodesh Baruch Hu, at Klaiso rather. We don't mention that pasuk. Shofar, what's an example of Shofar describing a punishment? Kigon Tiku Shofar Begiva. It's referring to when the enemies were coming towards Pilagish Begiva, that whole Maisa there, that we don't mention either. So, Aval Imbalomar Malchus Zikaron Vishofer Shopranos Shov de Kochavim, if it describes a punishment where Kodesh Baruch was angry at the Umos Olam, that much we're allowed to actually say. Omer, that could be said. Malchus Kigon Hashem Malch Yirguzu Amim, Hashem's kingdom will be angry, but not over us, over the nations of the world. Or Kigon Hashem Melch Olam Ved of the Goyim Meyatu, it's going to destroy, get rid of the Goyim, that too we could say. Zikaron's example, Kigon Zichor Hashem Levnei Edom, he's going to remember Ebnei Edom and take revenge from them. Shofar Kigon Vashem Elokim, Bashofar Yiskov, Halach Basaros Taman, there's going to be incredible storms in Taman, taking revenge on the Goyim again. Uksiv Hashem and Tzvakos Yogin Alem, he's going to protect from them. So we see from here, there are various psukim that can be used as long as the anger is not towards us, rather towards the nations of the world. So then the Gemara says further in terms of different criteria necessary and qualifications for finding the proper psukim. Ein maskirin zikaron shel yachid. We don't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's remembrance of an individual. It's referring to zikaron of the tzibur. V'afilu tova, even if that zikaron is a nice mention, it's remembering the individual for good. We don't mention if it doesn't relate to the tzibur. Kigon zachreni Hashem beratzona amecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered me individually. That's David HaMelech talking. That we don't mention. And kigon zachrali elokai latova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered me for tova, for good. That's a pasuk in Nechemia. So we don't mention these. These are only b'chidim. We're looking for zichronos on the tzibur level. Pikdonos, harehein kizichoros. Now, in terms of which words can be used, up until now we use words that are dafka, malchus, dafka, zikaron, dafka, shofros, but zikaron has a word that's also synonymous to it. What is that? Pikdonos, Hashem pakad esara, says the Gemara. That's Hashem remembered Sarah. That too works as zikaron. And Kigon Pakod Pakadi Eskam, Hashem remembered that, remembered you. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Kizikaros. He argues and says, no, Pakod is a very different word than Zikaron. There's no two words in Hebrew that are exactly the same. They all have some different interpretations. He does not think Piktaros is close enough in terms of his definition. You need Dafka, a word that's Zikaron. It's a yachid. So the Gemara is going to answer that since we'll wait for the Gemara. Where says Rabbi Yossi, Nihi nami de Piktanos harehin kizichronos. Granted, like you just asked, isn't Piktanos just like zichronos? But in the end of the day, Vashem pocket esara pikad on the yachid. That's an individual. We just said before you have a tzibur. So answers the Gemara. Kamen de osu rabbim mine. Since Sarah was the one of the imals, and all of Kaisel came from her. She was the matriarch. Kirabim dami. She has the quality. She has the standing of a rabbim. So then the Gemara says, "Su sham rasheichem v'nasu pischeilom yavo melech hakavod." Open up the gates and let the king come in. Mize melech hakavod Hashem eases the gibor Hashem gibor milchama. Su rasheichem su pischeilom yavo melech hakavod. Mize melech hakavod Hashem tzvakos hu melech hakavod tzela. So Rishonim Shtayim. So the first two mentioned a melech here in these psukim, you could use two times. They mentioned melechus twice. And Shania, the second part, Shalosh, you mentioned Malchus three times, so that's going to cover a lot of your bases for the need to mention Malchus. That's all Dira Rabbi Yossi, how he makes the proper count. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishona Achas, the first mentioned only one time, and Shania Shtayim, the second one, is two times. How they, depending how you read the Pesukim here. So if you look at, because the Pasuk says, Melcha Kavod, Miza Melcha Kavod, Hashem, and so on. So it's asking a question to itself. It's describing who's the Melch. That's really only one time, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the second time where it mentions it three times, you can't mention where it says, V'yavo melech hakavod, mihu ze melech hakavod. That's all considered one thing, and therefore you can't count them as separate counts of malchus. Okay, these are very technical gemaras here. So then the gemara says, Zamru elokim zameru, Zamru malkenu zameru, ki melech kol aretz elokim. So we sing a song to our king. That's shtayim, because it says malkenu two times in the pasuk. It says malkenu, and then it says ki melech. That's all divrei Rabbi Yossi. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achas. This is all one. It's all one mention of Melch. Ah, you said Melch two times. It's all referring to just one time, one count. The Shavan, they all agree. However, B'malach Elokim al Goyim Elokim Yashva Kisei Kadsho Shi Achas. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king over the nations of the world. He sits on his throne. That's all one. You can't count that, even though it mentions he sits al Kisei Kadsho. That's not considered a second mention of king. That's all just one. Zikaron Sheish Bo Tshua. So when talking about Zikaron, it has to be just not a Zikaron randomly, it has to be Zikaron that has a Trua lumped together with it. What does that mean? Kigon Shabbason Zikaron Trua Mikra Kodesh. So sorry, the Pasuk that says both Zikaron and Trua, is that a Zichronos Pasuk or is that a Shofros Pasuk? So Gemara says Omro Im Zichronos and also Omro Im Shofros. You could double it, use the same exact Pasuk, once for Zichronos and once for Shofros. That's all Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda, throughout the whole daf here, he's much more machmir in using these psukim of the number of counts and how to reuse them. He says, no, Yehuda Omer, Eino Omer Ela Im Zichronos Bavad. It can only be used as Zichronos. You cannot use this for Shofros. What about Malchus Sheyesh Imo Trua? Kigon Hashem El Kav Imo Usuras Melech Bo. It says both Trua and also Malchus. Which one is that used for? So Gemara says again, Omro Im HaMalchios. Romer Imam Shofros. You could say that both with Malchus and Shofros. It says both the words. That's all Divrei Rabbi Yossi. And yet again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer says no. He says, Eino Omer Ella Im Malchus Bavada. You can only mention with Malchus. You can't mention with Trua. Zichronos. Shofros, rather. Trua, Sheinima Lo Klum. If Trua doesn't have anything, doesn't mention Zichronos, nor does it mention Malchios, Kigon Yom Trua Yelachem. It stands alone. That's where you say Omro Im Shofros. You say it with the Shofros. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Omer Kalikar. It's completely worthless, because he says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it must be a Trua that's qualifying either Malchus, or it's qualifying Zichronos, but if it stands alone as Yom Trua Yelchem, he felt it does not work. Okay? They keep going back to now, the Gemara says, Maschil B'Torah Mashim B'Navi, the Mishnah had said, you start off with the Pasuk in Chumash, and then the final Pesukim have to be from Nevi'im. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Hishlam, but Torah Yatzah, if you had a Pasuk B'Dievid, use the Pasuk at the end from the Torah as well, that also works. So Im Hishlam, D'Yevid in, L'Chachila Lo. It sounds like only Im Hishlam, B'Dievid, if you use the Pasuk from the Torah, it's good enough. But L'Chachila, you should not use a Pasuk from the Torah. V'Atanya, but doesn't the Braisa clearly state that Rabbi Yossi Omer, HaMashlam, B'Torah, HaRezeh, Meshubach, one who uses the Torah at the end is good. It's Meshubach, it's L'Chachila, not just B'Dievid. So Gemara says, Ema Mashlim. So Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, it really must be saying not Im Hishim, rather it should say Rabbi Yossi Omer Hishlam Torah Yatza. That I said mashim b'Torah. Not im, if you did. Lechachila, one should be mashim b'Torah, and that's harezeh meshubach. But v'ha im hishim katani. But the Mishnah clearly says im hishim. You can't change the Mishnah. Do you have it in lechachila lo? Only lechachila. Do you have it to work? So hachikama, this is what he means in the Mishnah. Maschil b'Torah umashim b'Navi. The Tanakhama says you should begin with the pasuk of the Navi, Torah rather, and you should conclude with the pasuk from the Navim. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, mashim b'Torah. You should be mashim b'Torah. Vin hishim b'Navi your yotzi. That's how he reads it. So he changed a number of words. Why we were comfortable doing that, not the previous change, unclear. But he says you should be mashim l'chachil b'Torah. And b'diavid, if you're mashim with Navi, like the way the Tanakhama felt, you'd be yotzi your obligation as well. And that's clearly what the Braita says, Tanya Nami Hachi. It says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Vasikin, the Vasikin ones, the Lashon Vasikin, those who are very devoted, those who are very committed, are the ones who are very makbid on halacha, medaktik on halacha, hayu mashlimim also b'Torah. They would always be mashim, finish off the last pasuk with that from the Torah in accordance with Rabbi Yossi. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, Zichronos v'Shofros Ikatuva. It's very easy to find psukim throughout Tanakh of Zichronos and Shofros, and you can find them in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim without a problem. Ela Malchus plus Ahud Havim. When it comes to Malchus, we're very limited in finding a pasuk in Chumash that qualifies. Why? It says only three. Well, Malchus plus Ahud Havim. We have three psukim only in Torah. Hashem Elokav Imod Shiras Melech Bo, Vahiv Vishur Melech, and Hashem Yimloch Lilamed. Those are only three. Varan Bainan Asar Velech. We need a tenth one. We really need a fourth one. That fourth one is the tenth one we're looking for. Where's the fourth pasuk of Malchus in the Torah? So Amar Rav Huna says, Tashma, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Malchus, that qualifies as Malchus according to Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Huda Omer, Eino Malchus, that's not Malchus. He says that's not true. Again, he argues, he's always more machmir than Gabri, this whole discussion. V'yadata yom v'ashivosa levavacha, ki Hashem hu Elokim, Einod milvado, Einod rather. So Hashem is the God and no one else. That's Malchus according to Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Huda Omer, Eino Malchus, that too is not considered Malchus. So they try another pasuk. Atareish Ladaski Hashem Hu Alkim Eino Mivado, Hashem is the only king and the only God, no one else other than him. That's Malchus Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda Omer Eino Malchus, not Malchus again. So according to Yehuda, there is no fourth pasuk of Malchus in the Torah. Rabbi Yossi found three other pasukim, although it doesn't say Malchus directly. It is a reference to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's go back to now in the Gemara. Gemara says here at the end of Amud Beis now. That whole discussion is over. New topic. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Hover lefnei teva, one who davens for the amud biyomtiv shorosh hashana hasheni maskiya, the second guy who's referring to the musaf, the shacharis in the beginning in the morning and musaf. So the second guy is the baal musaf. So during musaf is when we're maskiya, when we blow the shofar. Ubishas hahalel harishon mikra es hahalel, in a time when you say halal, not rosh hashana, but in another day on a yomtiv where we say halal, the baal shachar says halal. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Baal musaf says blow shofar, and halal is always during shacharis. So my shna sheni maskia. Why do we wait for the Baal Musaf to blow shofar? Mishim d'rov am hajus melech. People come in late. We want people to be a part of the mitzvah. So we say it, and so we blow shofar in shacharis. Many people might miss it. We see from here the ladies miss the blowing the shofar. So we don't want the men to miss it either. So we wait until Musaf to give people a chance to come to shul and daf on time. Ihachi, that's the case. Halanami neima b'sheni mishim d'rov am hajus melech. So don't we want people to say hal as well? So we should also push off halal to Musaf as well, so the latecomers could get halal. So Ella, that's not the reason. Maishna halal de Berishon. Why do we say halal in the morning? The first thing Baal Shachar says halal. Mishum this reason, makdimim lemitzvos, because we want to do the mitzvah as soon as possible. So if that's the case of Zrizas, tkiyanami navid Berishon. Mishum Zrizim, makdimim lemitzvos. We should also do blow shofar in the Shachar as well, to have the mitzvah as soon as we can. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishas Gzeris Malchus Shanim. Shas Gzera, what Shas Gzeris Malchus Shanim? So if you look at Rashi writes here, Bishas Gzeris Malchus Shanim, Oivim Gazer Shlo Yiskal. The Oivim, the enemies, declared that we shouldn't blow shofar. But you Orvin Lehem, Kol Sheish Shals, Lekates Tvias Shachos. They'd be, you know, watching us for the first 6 hours of the day while we're davening to 12 p.m. Make sure we wouldn't blow the shofar. We see 12 comes around the door. They go home to have lunch. They think it's over. And L'chach Haviru, L'tkar B'Musavim. When they go home, that's when we take out the shofar so they couldn't hear us blowing the shofar. That's why. So Halil and shofar should really be in the morning. So Halil is not a concern, but shofar, they made a takana. So we have to delay the shofar till Musav, until he left. So you look at Tosis to clarify here. Tosis writes here, there's only one Tosis on the page. He says, Bashas Gzeris Malchus Shanu. V'yafa pi shebatla Gzeris Malchus. This Gzeris doesn't exist anymore. So shouldn't we go back to the original Takana and Blong Shofar and Shacharis? Lo Abdinan Kedimikar. We don't want to revert back to the initial way it was. V'yafa gab this reason makdimi lemitzvos. The Chashin and Shema Yachzer Davila Kukul. We're concerned that they might reinstate such a Gzeris. So we left it as Musa. Now we quote the Yushalmi. According to Yushalmi's understanding, this actually works very nice. Yushalmi says, Nicha Tve, makes much more sense. The Mefarish Shaman explains there, Shedimu Ho'evim, the Oivim, the enemies, they assumed when they heard the shofar blowing in the shuls, Shinis Astru Litkar Chuas Melchama, they thought they were waging war on them. V'amdu Aleim V'hargum, they end up killing a Jewish community because of this. L'chach Tiknu Tkias Brachos B'musaf. So they said, let's blow shofar late in the day. Why would that help? They still hear the blowing of the shofar. When they think that they're waging war on the enemies? The Chichazu Dekar B'Kriyashma U'mispalim V'kar B'Torah. Once they see that we're davening in the morning, we say Shema, we read the Sefer Torah, and then after all that, Chozin, Mispalin, Vitokim, then we daven again, and we blow shofar after all that, it's clear that we're not going to attack them, and we're not waging war, and therefore leave it as Musaf, lest any of our enemies ever think they were waging war through the blowing of the shofar. That's that. Now, Ramosha asks the question, wait a second here. So we have here the din, that what's the reason why the Gemara has to say had it not been for the Gzeira, we blow a shofar in the morning. So we blow a shofar in the morning, and then we say Musaf afterwards. But don't we have a klal tadir? Rishino tadir, tadir kodim. Musaf is tadir, so we should have to say Musaf before shofar. So again, forgetting questions of Zrizis. So there's tadir, right? Musaf is more tadir. So tadir should come before that which ain't no tadir. So why doesn't Musaf go before shofar? So he ends up answering that Musaf, each Musaf on every yantav is not the same Musaf. In other words, Musaf Rosh Hashanah, it's different than Musaf on Sukkot than Shavuos. It's not Tadir. It's a completely different type of a Bria, and therefore Musaf Rosh Hashanah comes once a year, no different than Shofar, which comes once a year, and therefore that's not a consideration, and you have to go based on the Zrizus of the first opportunity to blow Shofar should really be in the morning, but because of the Gzeira, they have to push it off afterwards. Now, another question that's discussed very much amongst the poskim in various contexts, when you have a clash between two different values, the examples being Zrizus versus Barov Am. Which one's better? Is Zrizus better to do the mitzvah at the greatest, the first opportunity? Or is it better to have more people? Barov Am. And they back and forth different discussions here. So they end up saying that based on the Gemara, it's clear that Zrizus trumps Barov Am. That's why we say Hallel in the morning, even though Barov Am are losing that factor. That's why we do it in the morning, because Zrizus is more important than the concept of Barov Am Hadras Melech. So back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, from the fact that it says Bishas Halel Mechlad, the Rosh Hashanah Lekka Halel, the Mishnah says, when there is a Halel, we say Halel Shacharis, implying that there is no Halel Rosh Hashanah. Why is there no Halel Rosh Hashanah? So the famous Gemara says, my Taima, Amru Rabbi Yabo, Amru Malach Hasharis, Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malcham said to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Mibnei Ma Ein Yisrael, Omrim Shil Fonecha, Barosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, it's such a happy day, it's full of Simcha, why don't they say Halel? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to the Malachim, Amru Lehem, Efshir Melch Yoshua Kisei Vidin, Kisei Din. Is it possible that the king, me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sitting on the throne, I'm judging them, the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mason, Psuchim, the front of that the book of life and book of death are in front of them, in front of me? The Yisrael, Omer, Shir, they're going to sing a song, not knowing where they're going to be written? Certainly not, and therefore, there is no Shir, there is no Hallel on the day Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. There's a discussion in Iran, well, since it's a very serious day, does that mean we should say Tzitkoska? Tzitkoska Tzedek, we say, if the Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah coincide, so normally, when there's a day there's no Tachanun, we don't say Tzitkoska. So what happens, Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos, is there Tzitkoska, or is not Tzitkoska? So he quotes a machlokas in different minhagim. So those who say that you should say Tzitkoska, because this is a very serious day, Rosh Hashanah. It's a, we don't say Hallel, it's a Yom HaDin. Others say, no, even though there's a Yom HaDin, in the end of the day, there's a shtickle simcha there involved, and therefore one should not say Tzitkoska. This depends on another machlokas, the Gaonim versus the Rishon, whether one should fast, or whether one's not allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah. Some say it's Yom HaDin, we don't sing a Hallel, you should fast, it's a Yom HaDin, it's a serious day. Others say, no, yes, it's Yom HaDin, but we're all very confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us favorably, and therefore it's considered Yom Simcha, and one should not fast, rather one should have a big meal. Let's finish off the daf now, the last mission on the Amud here. Shofar Shir Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mavir in Olav. You know what, tomorrow's with a small daf, right? Let's say we'll stop here, we did a lot today. We'll stop here, Mitzvah Hashem, not me, but whoever's doing tomorrow. I'm not around for the next few days. Okay, fine.